Good morning.
Going here. We are on Irresistibly Awful number 225. Matt and John, and I picked this week's movie, Maximum Overdrive. John, what did you think of all these crazy machines?
I tell you, there was a lot of semi-trucks in this movie. I think, like, the cover is, like, a semi-truck, the one with, like, this goblin's face on it or something. Yep. And so, okay, I guess I envisioned it being more about that particular truck than it actually was.
I hear you. But,
yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought this was a fun movie. I love the 80s movies, right? And I love the, you know, Emilio Estevez was fun, and Lisa Simpson, she was fun.
Lisa Simpson. So she's the newlywed, right?
Right, she's Connie, the newlywed.
Oh, she's so annoying. I waited for her to die, and she just wouldn't do it.
I know.
She just wouldn't die.
She was terrible. So I looked it up, and I was like, did she made this movie? It was like her third movie maybe she was in. And it was way before she was Lisa Simpson. Mm-hmm. So this was before that. And it was funny because one point in this movie, one of the characters said, "Eat my shorts." And I always thought that was a Simpsons thing, but apparently that was a thing before then. So
it's all coming together. It's all
blew my mind. Blew my mind. I didn't know.
Well, I'll say, John. And I don't know if you felt this way. So a lot of the movies we do leaves us with questions, right, about the entire movies we watch. But I think it's been a while since I've had so many questions about one single movie as this movie has given me. Go ahead.
There's so many things about this movie that would make more sense today than in the year that they made the movie. None of it made sense for that one, but today would make more sense.
I think one of the biggest ones is what's the requirement for something to quote come alive?
Yeah,
because I don't. We got, you know, trucks, but then we got sprinklers. And then we got hair dryers, and we got
sure. And you think something like a hair dryer's got electronics in it, and a truck back then maybe, but like a sprinkler, there's nothing to a sprinkler. There's nothing like the sprinkler system in the house turning it on.
That was that one.
There's a kid riding a bike, and I'm waiting for the bike to turn on him. That's what I was expecting.
I know. Or when the little, I don't know what you call it, truck cart thing with the machine gun on it.
Yeah, yep.
Now, what's shooting a gun?
Right. How does the trigger get squeezed? There's nothing to squeeze the trigger. Yeah, there's a lot of things that are happening that you're like, that can't happen.
Can I just say, Joe, when that truck started beeping Morse code?
Oh, I know. I'm like, so this is a possessed truck. That's what we got here, right? This is possessed.
Well, okay, so there's another question about this movie is there's a part we'll get to when Emilio Estevez is standing next to that machine gun truck. And he's talking to the truck like it can understand. And then immediately, as he stands in front of it, he tells the guy, "All right, when I say run, you run." And I'm like, well, like it can
hear you, right?
Obviously the trucks understand them, right? Because at one point he's like, well, I need power to turn on the pumps or something. The lights come on, right?
All
right.
Yeah, yep.
But when he's...
Which is... also amazing too, at the moment, like, there are the trucks, where's the power cut off, like, across town? Is that, are somebody at the circuit breaker shutting the power off?
Well, there's that one part where Because so obviously the trucks can hear you and understand you, but then there's the one part where the truck moves its side mirror to look behind it, and you're like, okay,
right,
that's how they see.
Is it actually looking through the mirror? Like, what is it?
I got so many different questions. Either the whole movie, I'm writing down question marks here. I'm like, okay, why now? Why?
Why is this happening?
Okay, so that would come, but that would explain a lot, because when you look at the IMDb and it says, you know, this is Stephen King,
yeah,
directed, and he admitted, and I'll quote, he was coked out of his mind while directing this movie. But I told you last week he wanted Bruce Springsteen in the lead role. I could only see that happening. But John, you have to admit one thing. The AC/DC soundtrack. Loved
absolutely loved it, right? That made this like a tier one movie. You got AC/DC all over this thing.
I was like, how did they manage that? You know? How?
Yeah.
It
was amazing. That was fantastic. I love AC/DC.
But boy, oh boy, if you go to IMDb and you look at the trivia, there are so many weird things in here. It will blow your mind. One of my favorites is the lawnmower.
Yeah.
It was a real blades. Lawnmower, and it hit something, and it shot out wood splinters, and the director of photography lost his right eye.
Shut up.
And he sued him for $18 million, and it was settled out of court.
That's amazing. I was like, this movie costs like $10 million to make, so...
But it's like, why would you? It doesn't even have to have anything underneath the lawnmower. Like,
it didn't need a real blade. Yeah. Even movie magic, it didn't even need to be running, you know?
Yeah. And I saw a lot of things on there about where they built this truck stop, because they built it just for this movie. All the truckers thought it was real. It's not. Oh man. Okay, so the opening title sequence here, the reading we have to do, and then the end reading we have to do, John, are just, well, they're amazing.
I agree,
because you know, I'm still not quite sure what's causing this to happen to all these objects, I guess we'll call.
I know, because when they when the end credits come through, you're like, what the fuck?
You didn't see that coming, did you? You're like, what? Because if you want to go with the opening here, that there's a comet.
Mm-hmm.
And the Earth's going to be in its tail for 8 days, and somehow that's what's causing this. Okay, but yep. Then just hold that until we get to the end and what that tells us. Okay,
right. So we got this Night of the Comet kind of thing going on, and I'm like, okay, so it's going to mess with electronics and things aren't going to work right. Okay, fine. I'm cool with that. I can get behind that idea. But then it goes like it goes deeper than that, right? It goes much deeper.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, this is supposed to be Wilmington, North Carolina. And we start out with a bank sign saying, fuck you, fuck you.
An ATM saying, you're an a-hole, you're an a-hole. And it's just like, why? Why is it saying that?
why is the comet's tail do that?
Why is the comet's tail making this stuff happen? Why would it matter?
Stephen King had to make himself at the ATM machine, and the ATM says, "You're an asshole." He's like, "This machine called me an asshole." But the big opening thing here, as we get some AC/DC, and did you see the AC/DC van on the bridge?
Yes. Yes. We had this. So you got this like drawbridge, right? People are driving over, and then like the drawbridge starts messing up and starts moving, and people are like, oh no. Matt, I don't know. I've never seen a drawbridge move in a way that it doesn't take like 10 minutes for this fucking thing to open up, you know? So I'm like, okay, even if the thing did start moving, you could immediately turn around and get off of it. It wouldn't be a big deal. You'd be all right.
I know. But
nobody could figure that out. Everyone's like, oh no, what do I do? They're falling off the bridge.
Oh, there's a lot of watermelons everywhere.
Yeah, there's a watermelon truck that drops watermelons and crushes windows. And it's like, you know, in lieu of blood, an exploding watermelon is kind of fun to watch.
So you're like, all right. But then we get the iconic Green Goblin truck, you know.
Yeah.
And this is him pulling into the Dixie Boy truck stop.
Did you see the price of diesel? It's $1.08 a gallon. $1.08.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Whew. Oh, and hey, not only is that a good price, but according to Bill, it's the best shit on the East Coast, John. Uncut shit.
Practically uncut, is what he said.
It's like good
cocaine. Just diesel, buddy.
It's the good shit. Oh, yeah. Boy. So, yeah, we meet Emilio Estevez as Bill Robinson. He's the cook, it looks like.
Yep.
At this rest stop, there's an arcade, and the machines are going crazy. The smoke machine is giving out free smokes.
Yeah, cigarette vending machines. Fantastic. Why not, right? Why not?
So the one truck's getting fueled up. This is like a full service, John.
Yeah, full service diesel truck stop.
So this guy who's filling up the truck, it stops pumping. So of course he stares into the nozzle and gets diesel in his eyeballs.
Yeah, like blows at it, looks, stares down the nozzle, and then it just squirts him in the face. Like, why would you do that? Why would you even think to? Idiots.
So there's
like a video of like this guy at a gas station, and these people pull up to carjack him, and he just pulls the gas pump out of his out and just squirts it at the people and their van, and just pouring gas on them and their van inside the van, and they just freak out and leave. It's like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just like trickling gas, it's pumping. You know, you can squirt that across. That was great. It was fantastic.
That's a good idea. That's some free safety advice.
That's there right. That's right.
We meet Bubba Hendershot. And this is when the funny thing is, when he's getting told about this eyeball situation. Right, and he's like, what? Flush his eyes. Leave me alone. That's all?
Yeah, put some soapy water in it. He'll be fine. The office that they're calling him in, he just knows the wall was just covered in porno and stuff. It's like fantastic.
So it looks like old Bubba Hendershot here, he hires everybody who's on probation. Bill's on probation. That way they have to do what he tells them to.
That's right.
You know, work hours and only get paid like, for eight.
Yeah, he's like, work 9 hours, but only clock in for 8 of them and be happy about it because you're on parole, boy. Yep.
This waitress,
Wanda,
she's she's trying to take over for Bill cooking, and then this electric carving knife cuts her arm.
Which is amazing, because, like, you know how you could turn that on, and it's not going to, like, move that much. Even if it did hit you, it'd give you a little cut, maybe, but, you know, it's not that big a deal. Somehow she gets, like, sliced up from this. I don't understand.
Yeah. The machines are going crazy.
Then instead of like unplugging it, they're like, "Oh, smash it with a hammer!" Like, I think my first move would have grabbed the plug and then unplugged it.
That's and true. Then... Bill just smashes it. There's a guy in the arcade room who's stealing all this shit, and he gets, I don't know, he gets hypnotized and then electrocuted by...
Right? That's what I was thinking, too. Because, like, he's got his pockets full, he is loaded, and, like, time to leave. And then, like, one of the arcade games is got all these lights and stuff, and he must have got hypnotized. Yeah, because I don't know why you would have came over to look at it and touch it. Like, what are you doing? Just get out of there.
Oh, boy. But then we start getting into some of the good stuff, right, John? Seeing some of these goofy machines and what they're doing. We start with, might be one of my favorites, the soda machine.
Attack of the killer vending machine. And it's like, there's nothing you could have done that would have made that thing do what it did. Shooting, launching soda cans. You know, 40 feet out with lethal violence.
There's looks like a little baseball game going on. The coach goes over to the machine, and this thing hits him in the nuts, hits him in the gut, and then hits him in the head and kills him.
Yeah. There's a bunch of kids on the ground, littered on the ground. There's one kid, like, I don't know if he was a catcher. He had a catcher's mat held that. He's just like trying to avoid it. He's like, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, because then there's a steamroller
up. Steamroller on the loose, mows down a kid. Like, okay, so back to things you know, comet's tail causing electronics to mess up, right? You're like, okay, so the turkey carver turned on and couldn't shut off, fine. The video games are malfunctioning and zapping people. Okay, I'm going with that. Fine, right. The steamroller maliciously drives into a park and runs over a kid. No, that's going a bit far. The soda machine suddenly able to launch cans at 60 miles an hour. I don't know.
I know. Well, this kid on the bike, I think his name is Deke. He escapes from that.
He hopped on his BMX bike and said, I'm going to go get me a walkie-talkie and get out of here.
You really need one here. That would really come in. Although,
I don't know. It'd be dangerous.
It could kill you. So... I thought this was a couple, but it turns out it's just a Bible salesman picking up a hitchhiker.
Yep, I was like, the hitchhiker, and I kept calling her Drift. I kept calling her a drifter because I didn't know her name forever. So, and Bible salesman dude, he's dirty. He's just like, you know, touching her leg and stuff.
Hey, darling.
And she's like, hey, you better stop. And he's like, hey, don't you know it's cash, grass, or ass? That's how it works. You want to ride.
You got to know, I know which one I'm picking. Yeah, this is my favorite name is the one Bubba Hendershot gives her. I believe he calls her later on a road twitch.
Run Twitch,
yeah. I don't know what that exactly is. All right.
Yeah, she is the one who says, eat my shorts. So that was And I'm
don't
like,
have a cow, man. Don't have a cow,
man. So now I'm gonna have to look it up. When was Eat My Shorts a thing? When did that first become a thing? Because I gotta know now.
It's gonna say, like, you know, 1328. we can trace it back to the Incan Empire and
Napoleon was like, oh, fuck you, eat my shorts.
Oh, what did he say? How dare you? What's a short?
It's like a regular movie, but really short. It only takes a few minutes.
She makes him stop at the rest stop here.
Yeah.
They get into a little argument, and then the goblin truck comes to life and tries to run them over.
Right. Yes. So now we got our first, like, we had the steamroller earlier, but now it's a semi truck. So we're getting bigger with the equipment.
We cut to the just married couple of Curtis and Lisa Simpson.
Yep.
So they're trying to stop for gas. They see a dead body. He's trying to check it out. A tow truck comes alive, tries to kill them.
And it's funny too, like, he's at this gas station, he sees the dead body, he sees the blood on the wall, he's like, I'm gonna just kind of look around and see what's going on. Like, no, there might be an active murderer on site. You're gonna get the F out of there. That's what you're
gonna
do. You
got that right.
Nope. Saw a dead body, I'm leaving.
We cut back to the rest stop, and I love how old Bubba, the guy who got killed in the arcade, he just throws them in the cellar. He's like, just throw them down there. So this is what I don't get right. So we've established that the goblin truck is alive. Well, the next thing you see, you got old Bill climbing into the cab of the truck.
Yeah.
And he's just looking around, and he's like,
I'm like, hold on, time out. Why is Billy out here looking at the goblin truck? It's not his truck. He's just the cook. Go make some eggs. What are you doing out here?
Yeah, the driver's still alive. He's in the place.
Let the driver go check out his truck. What are you doing? I didn't understand. I'm like, why are you out here? Why are you touching this customer's vehicle? Go make some hash browns, Billy.
The hitchhiker girl whose name is Brett.
Brett, yeah. I like Drifter better, I think.
She randomly tells Bill, you're cute.
Oh.
Well, John, it's not like, you know, the apocalypse is happening. They're going to take time off to do it. Like, that'd be so.
Well.
But if you think you're going to go.
Yeah.
All right.
A dirty truck stop might not be the worst place.
Okay, so let's get into this kid on the bike riding around these neighborhoods, because this is where we get the sprinklers come on. Now, not only do the sprinklers come on, but when he looks back at them, they turn off. Like, they can see him.
They can see him. They know he's looking. And what were they trying to do? Like, get him a little wet? Like, that's not exactly.
You sons of bitches.
Mildly inconveniencing my day. How dare you?
And it probably felt good, because as we see later on, it gets hot out there.
It's a hot day, right? Yeah, those sprinklers actually were probably nice.
So he's riding around. As he's riding around, we hear on the radio, you know, they're saying, oh, you know, these machines are coming alive, and they're killing.
Homicidal rampage. And like, the kid's riding his bike, and you can see, like, these different people dead now. There's a girl upstairs, you know, out the window, and she's got, like, a cord wrapped around her neck from a hair dryer or something. But like, how did it wrap its cord around you? How did that happen?
You son of a bitch.
Choking me. How? How is it doing that?
I really like the death by headphones myself.
Yeah. Has listened to some music, some jams. He turned it to 11, and then
you can't turn Doja Cat up that loud, John. You're gonna get damaged.
Right. You gotta be careful, man. We know when the bagpipes hit on AC/DC. Beep, 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 beep.
Ah. It's and I'm done. We got a ice cream truck patrolling the neighborhood. And then we get he hides from that. Then we get the lawnmower chasing him.
Yeah, I'm like, we got self-driving trucks. We've got automatic robotic lawnmowers here. I'm like, this movie is in the future. It's like,
okay. So here's another question. And like I said, I got a lot. So if the soda machine can spit out cans going 95 miles an hour,
right?
Like, can't they just make the lawnmower go faster? Maybe.
Yeah, right. Why can't the lawnmower go 20 miles an hour? And if you've never heard of a killer lawnmower, gotta look at blades, and I'll tell you, they're true. It's real.
That's right. Let me tell you, blades number 157. You know, no matter what, you know, if TV's there.
Yep. We're talking TV big. That's how good that movie was.
Oh man, John! Oh boy, that's who needed to make a cameo in this movie, right? Just see the lawnmower for blades roaming around. So I call them diesel eyes.
guy that was sprayed with diesels. I read that. I don't know his name.
He gets ran over by the garbage truck.
I think he was the kid on the BMX bike's dad. I think that's who that was.
Yeah, they expect us later on when the kid makes his way to the rest stop here that we're supposed to know who Duncan, his dad, is. And I go, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, that was this guy. Okay. So he's the guy who got sprayed with diesel. And then he's feeling a little better, so he's going to go try and find his son, and then a semi runs him over. So, didn't work out so well.
I like how the garbage tractor trailer dumps trash on the Bible salesman guy's car.
Yeah. which made him go crazy, because that's a new car. He told us that. And so he goes outside, and then truck hits him, so there we go.
Yeah, the goblin truck backs into him and knocks him into a ditch, and you think he's dead, but he's not.
Another thing, right? Semi trucks in reverse aren't known to be the fastest vehicles on the planet. You could have avoided it, I think.
This is what I put down here, right? I put, after seeing two people murdered by driverless trucks, Brett suddenly needs to change her pants for some reason.
That's right.
Hey, I get it, man. All right.
So Billy's like, hey, what's going on there? She's like, I got a wardrobe change.
All the trucks start honking, lining up. The newlyweds get attacked by a truck on the highway. And then somehow it just drives off the road. I don't know how. And then for some reason explodes for some reason.
And while they're on the highway going one way, and all the traffic of semi-trucks going in the opposite direction. Kind of creepy.
Well, now, where's all that traffic going? Because they're obviously going towards the rest stop.
Yeah.
Because they end up at the rest stop. So, okay.
Maybe they're heading to Georgia. Maybe they're going north to D.C. They're going to the Capitol.
Um, Well, they end up at the truck stop. So then we got...
And like they're being chased by a semi as well. And at one point before this, they when they left the gas station with the dead people, we found the car they're driving has some horsepower, right? It could do a burnout. It can really haul. Right? This isn't you know, a three cylinder Chevy. This thing's got definitely got a big V8 in it. And now it's being chased by the semi and they can't quite outrun it. And I'm like, you've got to be able to go so much faster than that semi. Give me a break. What are you doing?
I know, John. I was like, come on. So,
it's amazing. And then, yeah, so what? They get to the truck stop and they're like, hey, let's go on in there, even though it's being circled by a bunch of semis. Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, let's get in there. Well, the car gets flipped over. And Lisa Simpson, I'm like, boy, you need to die real soon.
Her voice in this movie. She's just being so annoying in the movie. Curtis! Can't do that, Curtis! It's my wedding night!
Shut up. I don't like being in a flipped over car. I was like, oh boy.
I told you to get gas.
So then, John, I got to ask you, could you tell me why Bubba Hendershot has a small arsenal under a truck stop?
Right. He has a little basement in the truck stop just full of, I'm going to assume, illegal weapons. So either like bazookas and automatic rifles and grenades. Yeah, so I'm going to have to assume that either he's illegally selling arms, possibly a middleman for the mob. You know, something like that.
Mm-hmm. But boy, yeah, he's tired of this shit. He comes out, he takes out two trucks with two shots with this bazooka, man.
Yeah. His rocket launcher, he's just bye-bye, two of the semis, but he stops there. He doesn't, like, get them all. Whatever, fine.
And, John, I cheered at this part, right? Because Brett says, and I quote, what I was doing before every machine went into maximum overdrive.
Love it. Love it.
And then I love that they cut to the kid and he sees a truck smoking and he says, and I quote, holy crow. I don't know if I heard holy crow before.
Yeah.
Like, oh boy. And then, you know, something you don't think about, they show a plane flying itself.
Yeah. I said the planes are possessed too. Which, by the way, this throws a big whole plot later when they're like, hey, let's get on a sailboat where there's no electronics. That sounds great. There wouldn't be any other boats on the water with electronics, would there? Oh.
I thought the same thing, John. I know. But boy, oh boy, like, you know how many planes are up in the air at any given time. Boy, oh boy, yeah. There would be planes everywhere crashing, or I don't know what they could be doing with them. I don't know. What do they do next? Nighttime arrives, and then they just cut to, and I said, I guess Brett and Bill banged. I go, all right.
Yep, that's right.
And there's the awfully done green sky outside.
The nighttime sky is glowing green. And I wrote Drifter, Brett. She decides, she figures out that it's because of the comet.
Well, yeah.
So obviously, this is just the first night of the comet, but she says, "Oh, we got 7 days of this or whatever." Like, how do you figure that? How, just because it happens to be happening, you're like, "Oh, it must be the comet." Yep.
It's gotta be right. I
Yep.
know. That's when Bill's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna sail to this island." Like, okay. Okay. And I love, did you see real quick in the restaurant in there? Was that a Jesus jukebox I saw, John? I don't know how many of those around. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
No held bells on that one.
So the waitress got a girl. She starts to lose it. She's drunk. She's losing it. She's yelling at them, "We made you."
It was great. Yeah. Wanda. Wanda's so pissed. You can't do this to us. We made you. Oh, yeah. They're going to be like, oh, my bad. And stop. Right.
Yeah. Oh shit, what are we doing?
You're right.
They hear the Bible salesman in the ditch screaming, so he's still alive. So then they're like, "Well, we gotta go get him." And I'm like, "Do we?"
Is that really necessary? It's funny too. You notice like Curtis and Connie were like in a booth in the diner and they're like getting frisky. It is their wedding
Oh, we
night
know
though,
what's going
and
on there.
Curtis.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's tickle tickle. Yeah. All right. It's going around, all right. We're not gonna make it out of this. All right. Let's get as much tickling as we can, all right. Yeah. So yeah, they're gonna go on this rescue mission. Well, just Curtis and Bill are gonna go into the sewer to rescue this guy for, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, somehow Billy knows that the drain leaving the shower room will come out at the other end of the parking lot. Like, how do you know that? What, aren't you the cook? Aren't you just like,
Yeah. Well, then I had a question here because when they're sneaking around, it felt like to me the movie was trying to tell us that this truck was sleeping. And I was like,
right?
like, shh, don't wake him up.
Like,
He's
why would he need to sleep?
like,
Now, I got to admit, I have seen a semi truck fall asleep before. I've seen it. He was driving Lightning McQueen in the middle of the night trying to get to San Francisco.
Oh man, I want them to become evil.
Oh man, evil Mater.
Oh man, evil Mater.
See my toe hook?
Now you're gonna die.
Now you're going
Because he can talk, right?
That's funny right there.
Listen up, asshole. You gonna die. See, now we need it. Cars 4, make it happen.
Car. Well, instead of blood and honey, we have to come up with a new tagline for cars and be like,
Cars 4.
oh, yeah, gonna be fun. Oh, jeez,
You could do a lot with that, with all the
yeah,
things in that, like you said, the trucks and Oh boy, it's been a while since I watched that.
could like do a crossover like Death Race 2000.
Frankenstein means evil tomater. Well, I want to see
Oh man,
that.
fantastic. 20 points.
I'm sorry, President Frankenstein.
President Frankenstein, thank you. Well,
President Frankenstein. Love it. But I'm telling you, all you gotta do is put out an R-rated trailer that shows Tomater calling some kid an asshole and that he's gonna kill him. And I'm there first day. All right, Thursday
Yeah,
night,
sign
I'm
me up.
there. All right. And then you cut to Emilio Estevez, who's 65 now. He's like, not on my watch. There you go. Bam. And he's got a bazooka. Bam. Awesome. All right. So the kid is at the truck stop now. He finds the Bible salesman. The Bible salesman's like, help me. And he's like, no.
No.
So Bill's like, oh, that's Deke. That's Duncan's kid.
Bill, they get to him, to Deke, and then they're like, oh, yeah, he's the Bible salesman's dead. We got to leave. I'm like, was he dead? I'm pretty sure he was alive a second ago.
Yep. But,
whatevs. It's cool.
So they get spotted on the way back to the building. Bill blows up another truck with the bazooka.
Yeah. It was a taker, and I'm like, oh, is that a fuel taker? Like, is it the whole thing's gonna blow? And I think it was a water one. I think it was like, but I didn't realize.
Oh, I think it was a dairy one, actually.
Oh, dairy? Okay. I think it was. Yeah. I thought it was fuel at first. I was like, that might not be the right thing to shoot a rocket at. I don't know.
Well, then I guess the trucks call for backup. Because here comes a bulldozer and a truck with a machine gun on it.
It's like small vehicle with a machine gun question mark.
The bulldozer shows up. It pushes Bubba's car into the building. Bubba doesn't like that. So he's like, oh, fuck you. And he bazookas it. And then the machine gun mows down a bunch of people I didn't know were in the restaurant.
Yeah, lots of people that didn't know that when a machine gun's going off, you drop to the floor, right? You hit the deck. And then the other thing was like, it's a machine gun. I get it. It had a little box of ammo. Fine. But it's going to go through that ammo in no time and be done. So, not a big deal.
I know. And I'm pretty sure when it was done firing, it growled.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, my closed captioning said growl.
Yep.
Because I needed the goblin truck to talk. All right. Just give me a talking goblin truck.
Yeah,
but no, we don't get that. We do get the waitress going out screaming again. We made you. She's got a bazooka, but she gets shot, and then the bazooka she gets shot
immediately. Yeah.
Well, then the bazooka, which got reloaded somehow, blows up another truck. So they're just boy. A lot of rounds for the bazooka. That's one thing I'm glad they had.
Yeah, that was a good choice to keep in the old basement of illegal weapons.
I love it. Well, this is when the machine gun truck starts doing Morse code on his horn.
Which, I get it, but, you know, I think Bumblebee had it better when he just turned the radio station to what was working best for what he was trying to say.
Well, see, John, this is 86. They don't have Sirius XM, all right?
That's fair. That's fair. You only got a handful, and you're right. Conway Twitty might not get your message across eloquently.
I gotta tell you, John, they got me, right? Sirius got me. I saw in my bank, I was like, $25 for Sirius Radio? I was like, what?
Yeah.
What is this?
Full price.
Yeah, and then I'm like, well, what? So I go online, and I look at it, and I say, son of a bitch. I'm like, $25. I go, I ain't paying this.
Yeah.
So then I go on there, and I chat with somebody, and I'm like, yeah, I'm leaving. And they're like, well, what if it was $6? And I'm like, well,
fine. I don't even bother. Like, that's what I do now. Like, at the end of the year, I'm like, hey, I just want my price to go back to $6 a month. And they're like, oh, hold on. Let me, you go through that whole thing. I had it timed out pretty good. By the time I left work, before I got home, I could be all done, you know?
Hey, just so you know, you can chat about it online. Even did it that way too.
Fantastic.
I was like, wait a minute, this is what Terry and John were talking about, how they have to do this every year.
Yeah, yeah. But hey, yeah, like you said, like $20 some a month or six, right? Yeah. This isn't like, oh, I'm gonna get extra 10% off. It's like, no, it is a third of the price.
I know.
Like, quarter of the price. Yeah.
Oh, so anyway, I forgot to tell you that one.
That's amazing.
So the Deke kid, he knows Morse code, of course, and he's like, oh, he's writing it down, and it says, give us fuel or die.
That was fantastic. Yep. We're hungry. We need fuel. And, you know, Billy's got a good point. He's like, look, who's to say this machine gun guy can't call in an airstrike and nuke us all?
That's true.
And I was like, you know, I was not thinking that at all. That was brilliant. I mean, that was really smart deduction on his point. Because in my mind, I'm like, yeah, F off. You're going to run out of gas and then you're screwed. Then, oh, yeah, you're right. They can control the power plant from here. So maybe they can do other things too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So Bill's like, well, I thought he was just going to do it. And then... well, then we get some of Bill talking to the truck, and it understands him, I guess.
Yeah, we got a filling gas, we're gonna pump and gas montage is what we got.
Well, John, I'll tell you, John. Now, I think you're like me. We've been pumping our own gas for a while here. Why? I mean, it's hot out, but these people are acting like they've been, you know, working themselves to death out here. They're just pumping gas in the trucks, John.
Yeah, they even got a sunshade. It's like they got a covered gas station. It wasn't like they're right out in the sun.
But you look at old Bill's hands, man. It looks like he's been working on a roof all day or something.
I can't do it anymore. I need a break.
I'm like, boy, oh boy, I get it, man. It must be rough.
Yeah.
So then, you know, all the trucks are showing up, I guess, from everywhere in the world, because this is the only gas station they convince people to pump them gas, I guess. I don't know.
I guess, yeah.
So, you know, what's going to happen is you're going to run out eventually. So Bill tells them, well, sorry, we ran out of gas. And they're like, beep, 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 yeah. Beep.
Yeah. And then, oh, guess what? Tanker shows up, fill up your tanks.
You sons of bitches. I like it when Bill was inside when they first decided that they were gonna pump the truck, and he's like, well, I hope you brought your American Express card.
So now exhausted Billy is inside, and he's hypothesizing about this must be a race of aliens looking for a new home, and these are the interstellar house cleaners choosing machines to sweep us up, get us out of the way. And I'm like, well, okay, because I like the comet thing didn't make a lot of sense now that these are communicating to them, they're talking, they're obviously possessed of some sort. Like, okay, so aliens are controlling them. I could go with that. Sure.
We've done plenty of aliens movies where aliens do weird stuff, you know?
Yeah. Smoke weird things and
only the good shit.
Only the good shit.
All the others, they go out through a pipe, right? So this is where Bill has this plan where, you know, he's talking to this guy who I haven't seen the whole movie, I think, and they're right in front of the machine gun truck, and he's like, hey, the machine gun's following him, right? And he's like, hey, we're just talking. Don't worry about it. And the next sentence, he's right there. He goes, all right, when I say run, you run. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I think you could have just said run and started running, and the guy would have followed you. I think that would have worked fine. I don't think you'd even need to tell him when I say run.
Yeah, so he drops a grenade on it, and the truck does not Morse code, I got it, as far as I can tell.
Like, I got it! Beep, 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 beep.
Beep, beep, beep. So, and they all escape through the sewer pipe, and then I guess all the trucks are fed up that there's nobody around, so they all crash into the place, and basically the whole place blows up.
Yeah, they destroy the trucks, they stop. There's like an oxygen truck or something, that thing blows up, and then everything's blowing up, and they all got through the drain pipe, and they're now in the woods. And I'm like, I think the woods is probably your best place, because you know what you don't have a lot of in the woods? Anything electronic.
That's right, John. That's right.
Probably a good spot to hang out and hide, I think.
No, John, we're going to go to the boat.
Yeah, let's go to the marina. Because you know what a sailboat doesn't have? No motors, right? And then I'm like, but you know what the lake does have? Other boats with motors. So, which would be faster than your sailboat?
Well, on their way there, they come across this drive-through speaker that does not have a clown.
Yeah, they stop by a Happy Burger. And which then just starts like alert, humans are here. Like,
well, who's it talking to? Like, that,
yeah,
do they all communicate? I guess these machines, I thought they communicated with each other. Like, are they talking through CBs to the other trucks, telling them to come get fuel, or
is it telepathic? Would it be telepathic if they're between electronics, or would it be telephonopathic?
I don't know. So many questions. Did you see, John? A hamburger costs 79 cents.
That sounds good. I'd do that. Mm-hmm.
Well, then Deke, you know, they gave this kid a machine gun. And he's like, this is for my dad, you loudmouth son bitch. And he blows it away.
Yeah, he got his revenge on that Happy Burger sign. At least it wasn't a Red Ringers. That would have been terrible.
So then the ice cream truck's coming down the road. They shoot it like 5 times. It flips over and blows up. I don't.
Amazing. Yep.
So they make it to the marina. And then mm-hmm. I put Brad ? Because I didn't know this guy's name. He stops to go get the biggest ring I've ever seen off this lady's finger, who got killed by, I guess, her window in her car.
Right. Yeah. So her arm's hanging out the window, and she's got this giant diamond ring on her hand. He's like, well, that looks nice.
You know, if this apocalypse thing ever stops happening, this will come in handy.
And, you know, I'm going to have to say, after this movie's over, though, I imagine the whole world is screwed up, because it can't be just their small town in North Carolina, right? It's probably the whole world. We're post-apocalyptic now. You know, they don't even know how bad the world has turned.
Yeah, right? You would think so.
Yeah. I mean, this is like the prequel to Turbo Kid. You know, that's what I'm assuming.
Yeah, it might be. It might be, John. I think I'm with you on that one. And that's, of course, number 101.
Great.
So as he's getting this ring, he doesn't see or hear the goblin truck sneak up on him.
Because, you know, giant, loud semi-trucks are easy to get What? No. How would you not know that thing was coming a mile away?
So, of course, the truck runs him over. Oh, that's a good run over, too. Good dummy.
Yeah.
So, and you're like, boy, this is like the big baddie of the movie. How are they going to kill that? They're just going to shoot it with a bazooka. Okay.
There you go. It's worked many times already. So why do something different?
Oh, and then I put down, wouldn't the other boats just crash into them?
Absolutely.
So and then, John, I'll let you take away, which I think, what is put into this last paragraph that we have to read for this movie is brilliant, I believe is the word I'm looking for, John. I don't know what you think. But...
It's something. It is something. They say 2 days after... all this, a large UFO that's right, I said UFO was destroyed in space by a Russian quote weather satellite quote, which
Russian
happened to be equipped with a laser cannon and a class 4 nuclear missile.
Okay, lots to unpack with this last
lots. Here, okay? That's a loaded little statement there, right? So one, we've got a large UFO. I don't know what makes it large or not, but okay, a large UFO in space that apparently the Russians had enough ability to destroy using either and or lasers and or nuclear missiles. That was amazing.
Well, at least that thing wasn't taken over by machines, right? That's good.
Yeah. So the satellite somehow was impervious to their comet rays. Was the comet just a was it just a decoy?
So that's the question, right? So here's another question. Because it says 6 days later, the comet was gone. So the question is, was it the Russians blowing up the UFO that stopped everything? Or was it just the comet happened to be gone? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know.
It looks like the Russians saved the day, and those are the heroes of the movie.
Why would you put down the Russians saved the world? Like what?
Yeah, because we must assume that they had better technology than the Americans.
Oh boy, we're never gonna hear end of this one. Ah, remember that time we blew up that UFO for you guys?
Bailed you out.
Oh boy, John. Yeah, that I gotta say, I thought it was just them, you know, rolling out into the boat, and we all know the comet to be gone soon, so they're going to be fine.
Yeah, could have been fine, right? There's 5 days later, they came back and started to rebuild their life or something, right? Nope. We're going straight for the aliens.
Boy, that was unexpected, I guess. But how do you... How does the world... go on after this, right? Because you think I'm gonna be using a blow dryer?
Oh, I mean, man,
like,
yeah, everything you gotta be like paranoid about, that's for sure.
I'm gonna get in a plane, no,
and you know, 40 years later, you think you're gonna say, oh, you're gonna want me to drive a self driving car?
Oh, wait, it can parallel park itself? Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, in that case.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You got to use drones to deliver my Amazon? Well, you know, I mean, that's
fine. Yeah. Fine. How could that go wrong?
Well, yeah, that's seriously how it ended. That's Maximum Overdrive. I've been waiting to do that one for so long.
Yeah, that's
And
a good one.
I'm glad we did. So, John, what do you got for next week before Thanksgiving?
So it's funny. I looked hard for a Thanksgiving movie.
No Thanksgiving five.
That's just it, Matt. I peaked. Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving 3, there is going to be no better
That's
movie for
true.
Thanksgiving.
Those are our best Thanksgiving movies right there by far.
Yeah, there's
Yeah.
nothing that even compares, right? There's some crappy. There's one called Danksgiving, Thanksgiving. I considered that for a moment, but well, the language is a little rough in that movie, so it's just I couldn't do it. So I said, you know what, I can't compete. So I'm just gonna go back to
No.
typical bad movies. So I found one called Kung Fu Ghost, and this is fun too because this gal inherits this house
Oh boy.
from her late grandfather,
Oh boy, this sounds familiar.
but she has to live in the house for a week before she can have it. And then she finds out that the house is haunted by the spirit of her grandfather. And I said, God, I think like we've watched this movie before. But what we find out is there are going to be some treasure hunting criminals that need to be fended off, and Grandpa's going to have to use his granddaughter to defend them. So yeah, it looks fun. I think it'll be fun.
Well, I was gonna say, is the ghost gonna bang anybody? Because we've seen the movie where
Straight.
there's a horny ghost.
Was so much fun.
What was the name of
Oh,
that one? Oh boy,
that
John, I
movie.
don't.
I'm not even sure. I'd have to go back and look.
I don't know. Oh, I believe it was Dead Sexy 147.
That might be it. Yeah,
Maybe, maybe. But
I'd have to
yeah,
look
we
it
know
up.
from that movie these ghosts they like to bang. So, but this one, I don't
Yeah.
know. Maybe he's just kung fu fighting.
We got kung fu fighting in this movie. Definitely some of that. So,
Well, I like the title myself, John. So,
yeah. Kung Fu Ghost.
all right, sir. Well, I will talk to you next week about that one.
All right, till then.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.